Oh, it's good to be back with all of you. I got to run away last weekend. I went down and got to experience training from the Ho'oponopono people. So that was a delightful experience of learning. And then I got to come back and yesterday do a seminar on heart math for many people. And so I was looking at these beautiful experiences. Spirit keeps bringing me. And there's something right at the center of it. It's kind of no matter how we journey or what unfolds, there's this beautiful place we keep getting invited into by Spirit. And it's so fundamental to our growth that the truth is we've been taught about it for years. Probably started your first teaching of it was probably Cinderella. Now, I've shared the fairy tale of Cinderella with you about twice in my 10 years here, but there's a part of it that I never shared. So I want to go there and give you this amazing teaching, this amazing set of symbols that comes out of the Cinderella experience. Now, for those of you who have journeyed with me into stories and fairy tales before, you understand that all of the images that are there are part of ourselves. Okay, they're all symbols of different aspects of our being. And the powerful thing about the Cinderella story is that here is an image of the unfolding of the soul in the earth experience. And it's the part of the soul that we experience as our feeling nature, because Cinderella's feminine, and so the feminine symbols are the way that we feel. So here we have the feeling unfolding of the soul. Now, of course, you remember how it starts, you know, as any good uplifting story does. Mom and Dad are dead. But we understand why that is. Because the entry of the soul into the earth, part of our experience, is we lose awareness of our divine relationship, that we are really the children of God. So that the mom and dad dead there is that symbol of dead to our awareness. So we're not aware of who we really are. And so we come under the direction of the stepmother. Okay, a false perception of ourselves. Now, this is nothing about stepmothers, okay? So all you stepmothers, take a deep breath. It's okay. But what happens is it's saying this is not a true perception. But nonetheless, what happens for Cinderella is she does not see herself as loved. She is not of value. She is only fit to clean the cinders from the hearth, to do the work and to do the labor, because there's no way that she has that value. And that understanding is one of the great challenges to the soul, because we come into a world that looks out and goes through that comparison and finds it out there is value, but not here, not me. And then there's the stepsisters. Now they're pretty obvious, okay? That's their peers, right? So what happens is she is in service to those. Now, have you ever found yourself where you were really in service to what it took to be a part of everybody else? Anybody teenager? Okay, you know, and I wish we got over it at that point. But, you know, we enter into careers, we enter into families, we enter into relationships, and we keep trying to please everybody out there. Some of us have a little tendency towards codependency. Okay? It is a position requirement to enter the ministry. So we all got something to work with, folks. It's just the way it goes. Okay, so we've got this self that feels it's not worthy, that is constantly trying to meet something out there. And then this wonderful thing happens. There's the invitation to the ball. Now, That comes from the king. Okay, now the king is a God symbol. Okay, the king is the true authority over that kingdom. So we have a God symbol there. So that tells it to, that this is a valid experience. This desire on the heart, which is where we experience that divine direction. That desire on the heart to step into something which is greater. Step into something which is more, where we can experience the beauty and the goodness of life. So Cinderella says, okay, I'll go to the ball. Now, she gets to go to the ball if everything gets done. You know, take care of everybody else's thing before your own. Anybody ever done that? Any mothers in the room? Okay, us dads, we do it too, but, you know, mothers practice it and succeed at it, being the last in line. Half cookie? Okay, everybody else gets the whole one, you get the half one? Okay. Cinderella shows up on the steps. And she's done it. She's made a beautiful dress. She's willing and ready to go. And the stepmother and stepsisters tear the dress to shreds. Back to rags. Because those beliefs about ourselves stop us from the experience of fulfillment. To perceive yourself as not lovable, as not worthy, as not equal, is to stand between the soul and its fulfillment. And it's a journey we all make. But something changes at that point, doesn't it? You'll remember that's the point where suddenly there is no hope. She gives up, lets go, and runs into the garden, the ancient symbol of the human heart. So here we find suddenly something different begins to happen. Who's she find in the garden? Fairy godmother. Mother God, not subtle at all. Okay, so what happens? She enters the heart. And there within the heart experience, she experiences this symbol of the feminine experience of the divine. In other words, to feel the nurture, to feel the love, to feel the being held as value, as worthy. That happens when we enter the heart, but there's the part I haven't shared with you before is that there's another dimension within this experience. You see, the experience starts when she enters the garden. In the garden is the fairy godmother. The experience of this dimension of consciousness that we're talking about extends all the way. It takes her to the ball. She's there in the palace. And it ends when? Midnight. Actually, at the last stroke of midnight. Because midnight is its symbol. It is the now moment. Being in the present moment, and in this present moment, open in that vertical dimension, able to perceive the higher nature of the self, able to perceive our pure spiritual nature, able to perceive the presence of the divine, which shows up as the fairy godmother, but also as the king. Both aspects of the divine nature are experienced there. In this present moment. And one of the symbols that tells us that it ends when we move out of the present moment is it's 12:01. Suddenly, what is she? She's back to normal. In that now moment is this ability that we have right here, right now, to step into a transcendent consciousness, to experience the true spiritual nature, to experience the beauty, the power, the magnificence of your own being. What happens to her? Does she stay in rags? No! She's beautiful! She's magnificent! Just Mother God and a little bippity-boppity-boo, and there you are! Okay, you don't earn it, you don't work harder, you don't get better, you don't earn more money, you don't get another degree, you don't please anybody else! It's got nothing to do with it! It's here, right now, the magnificent spiritual being that you are. I am a magnificent spiritual being. Own it with me.
I am a magnificent spiritual being.
Again.
I am a magnificent spiritual being.
Again.
I am a magnificent spiritual being.
Yes, you are. Right here, right now, this moment. When we let go of time. Now, if you look at Cinderella, let's go back and see what was going on. Okay, we had the feelings coming out of beliefs, coming out of experiences, the loss of the true awareness of who we are, looking out this world. Oops, I don't feel good. What's that mean? Oops, I'm going to have problems ahead. I got to find some love, do the work. Work and work and work to try and survive. How many have done that? Okay? The task list doesn't end. You can't get there. Now, it's not the experience of the movement into the now moment is not a new experience. This is a story where Jesus gets his ball gown. Symbolically speaking, okay. So the story for Jesus takes place with a woman at a well in Samaria. Okay, now this is from the Gospel of John. John's is what we often call the mystical gospel. I have no idea if there was any physical reality to these experiences or not. But regardless, what is captured here is an amazing look at the shift in consciousness that he is demonstrating we are capable of making as spiritual beings. Okay, so now he's in a dialogue with a woman. So again, what's happening? He's engaging his feeling nature. Now, it's in a place called Samaria, and the thing about the Samaritans is they weren't okay. Okay, they were people who were looked down upon, they were rejected, they were seen as less than. So what we have is he's engaging his less acceptable feelings. And he's at a well. Now, well is a vertical symbol. Okay, in the garden, going to the garden, what's going to be there? There's going to be that well. The well is a vertical symbol so that we see within this experience is the ability to move from the horizontal, past and future, into the now, the transcendent experience in consciousness. Jesus declared, believe me, woman, a time is coming. Whoops, what's our time reference here? Future, a time is coming. Okay, so we see where the consciousness is. Okay, believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. A marvelous discussion on where that God thing is. Okay, you think of it's one way, I think of it's the other way. So who's right? You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do for salvation of the Jews. Basically, it's condescending. It is a tragically primitive God thought. It is without enlightenment. It's not his finest moment. Yet a time is coming. So we're still in that past future, aren't we? And then it changes. A time is coming. And has now come. So he brings awareness from the past and future, into now, into this present moment, and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So what happens? We're experiencing God. He touched his fairy godmother. Okay, spirit's right here. This is what it's about. It's not some being out there. See the change in his consciousness? Now, there's some of you that think he had it together all the time, and you just explain the story differently. But I don't see it. Not until he enters into the now moment. The woman said, so we're back to the feelings, I know the Messiah called Christ is coming. So where are we? We're back in time. Okay, now she's included in his experience as he moves in. But she hasn't made it all the way into the now moment yet. But she's the experience that he's having, where he has embraced his feeling nature as he entered into the now moment and is in touch with spirit. In this moment, Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. The first time he acknowledges his true spiritual nature. Never before had he said anything about what his nature was, until he entered into the now moment. And what was it that opened the possibility? The feeling. The woman sees the possibility of the highest experience of the spiritual self, the Christ, the I Am, the Atman, the Buddha mind. This moment. From the Immortal Now. Wonderful, wonderful book by Patricia Grable, one of our people who's often a part of our services here. The Immortal Now. The transcendence. So we're talking about this vertical movement in consciousness, all right, where we go from being here, you know, past and future, but then moving into this greater awareness, the awareness of the greater self that is here present right now. The transcendence is occurring within the now. It is always occurring within the present time. Okay, so you can't get there someday. It's not in someday. It's who you are right here, right now. From our wonderful Lao Tzu, the Tao Te Ching. The Tao is like a well. Whoops, we're back to vertical symbols again, aren't we? The Tao is like a well. So here is this infinite presence. It's like a well, used but never used up. It is like the eternal void, filled with infinite possibilities. Of those possibilities, what happened to the woman in Samaria? She saw the highest, the fulfillment of the spiritual self, Messiah, the Christ self, the Atman. It is like the eternal void, filled with infinite possibilities. It is hidden, but always present. When we're in this dimension, it's hidden. When we are present in this moment, making that movement into the heart, into the awareness of the true self. It's here, in the now. Back to Cinderella. Showing us that we can feel. Now it's feeling. Okay, it's the feminine, the ability to feel the beauty, the magnificence of herself. She accepts the ball gown. She's no longer unworthy. She knows no longer not of value. She knows who she is. She is a magnificent spiritual being. Join me.
I am a magnificent spiritual being.
Feel that. It's right here, right now. It's who you are. Again.
I am a magnificent spiritual being.
You are. It has nothing to do with anything out there. Once again.
I am a magnificent spiritual being.
It is who and what you are. And notice, she gets to go to that palace. Right? Everything she needs is there. She has the horses, the symbols of power. It's actually a symbol of power over the emotional self that lets us move effectively through life. So the horses that take forward, the beautiful carriage. Everybody's got a pumpkin in their backyard somewhere. Okay, the carriage, that the ability to move through space and time in order to be about what you are there for, to fulfill the self. And of course, you know, there's the king and all those folks and everybody beautiful and having a great time and abundance. Okay, sweeping the cinders is not abundance. But in that state of consciousness where we know that presence, that abundance is. And of course, there's that prince guy. The one who knows, because he took his unity lessons. Okay. So he knows consciously. Again, it's the male. It's the thought self, that the thought process that we hold. So he knows he's the child of the king and queen. Okay, so he knows that, but he can't feel it. Okay, doesn't matter how many courses you take. All you seminar junkies. I'll keep giving the seminars, but they aren't the answer. The answer is in you. In this beautiful place within you. We all know it. Can you imagine what would happen to this room if we tried to stack in it all the books we've read? You know it. It's not a new teaching. Nothing new about it. Jesus was teaching the now, and he probably got it from a wonderful teacher back in his time. Okay. This beautiful place. This holy moment. Not in the head. You can't get there. It has to be entered through the heart. And embraced through the feelings. And then the prince, Cinderella, experience love, the unifying, harmonizing power that brings us the experience of fulfillment, both the brilliance of the mind and the transforming power of the heart. Together. Until bong, bong, bong. It ends, doesn't it? Last stroke of midnight. There she is, back in rags. Okay, and part of it, what I love about this beautiful tale is it's so accurate. You can't stay in the now. You've tried it. I know you've worked with this many times. I had a friend who tried to do that. He was unity minister. We were working. He was a marvelous, amazing teacher. And we were trying to stay in the now moment. And he got up in front of his church one Sunday and said, "I quit." Everybody looked at him and said, "Why?" He says, "I'm trying to stay in the now. I can't stay in the now and know I have to show up for you next Sunday. I can't do it. I quit." It was more important to him to be in the now, and he couldn't stay there. It's not about staying. It's about entering in and touching and experiencing about feeling the beauty and magnificence of the spiritual self you are, of letting that be real in you, of accepting the magnificence as a real, genuine knowledge and experience of yourself. What a beautiful thing. Because with it comes the glass slipper. Okay, what is it that returns her to that fulfillment? It's the glass slipper. The slipper is a symbol of understanding. Understanding who we are. Feeling and thought are both necessary for understanding. Embracing and accepting and owning the magnificence of our spiritual being is important for understanding. Putting on the glass slipper. Accepting the understanding. And what the understanding does, it lets her return to the palace from the house. From in this world where we move in past and future. Where occasionally we're able to step into this full, beautiful awareness of this divine presence for a moment. The more we accept the understanding, the more we find that it is less of a transformation to experience who we really are, and more of a moment of illumination. Something that grows within us until we find ourselves back at the palace, entering there because it is your rightful place. You are the child of the loving God. You are a magnificent spiritual being. And when you know that, when you want to, you can just get up and go to the ball. Bless you.